This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:02 on Monday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. UC just handed me this thing. Vinny did a story about cat men.
Yeah.
Instead of cat ladies.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a feline nightlife event at the Cal Academy coming up in August. Mm-hmm. It's August 17th. It's a nighttime thing, and it's for grown-ups. It's 21 and up.
Oh.
They do a lot of events there where they have like a DJ and
mm-hmm.
food.
It's super fun.
Kind
Are
of
we
date
encouraged
things.
To bring our cats?
No, don't bring your cat.
Oh, don't bring your cat.
No, it's just a way to go and proclaim your love of
be
all
with other cat, people.
Cat things, right. There will be a cat video film festival, a talk on the, quote, cat lady parasite, a meet and greet with the cat man of West Oakland, plus ocelots, and there will be cats on site if you're into, like, the wilder felines, and there's bars and everything else. So if it's pretty reasonable. If you're a member, it's $12. Non-members, $15. And you have to be over 21 to get in there. And you put this up at RadioAlice.com?
Yes.
So if you're into cats, there's a big cat event coming up. It's one of those nighttime things. Dr. Luke is trying to subpoena Lady Gaga. He wants a judge to compel her to testify in his ongoing lawsuit with Kesha. Kesha sued Dr. Luke in 2014, making bombshell allegations that he had emotionally abused her and sexually abused her. He in turn filed a countersuit saying this is defamation. He denied all the claims and both sides have refused to back down. Lady Gaga became entangled in this because Kesha's lawyer had alleged that Dr. Luke had also raped Lady Gaga. I don't know that that came from Kesha. It came from Kesha's lawyer, so who knows how that happened. Gaga has supported Kesha through her legal battle, but has not personally commented on this rape allegation. Earlier this year, it was reported that there was some kind of text exchange between Kesha and Lady Gaga that Dr. Luke's camp wanted to look at, and Gaga has so far avoided being deposed in the case. In a statement, Dr. Luke's rep says, in connection with Dr. Luke's defamation claims against Kesha, various third parties are being deposed by both sides, including celebrities, and they served a subpoena on Lady Gaga because she supposedly has relevant information regarding, among other things, false statements about Dr. Luke made to her by Kesha. So now they're looking for the court to help with the subpoena. They're hoping a judge will force Lady Gaga to agree to a date to be deposed and force her to turn over uncensored written communications with Kesha. So a rep for Lady Gaga says, as Lady Gaga's legal team will present to the court, she's provided all the relevant information in her possession and is at most an ancillary witness in this process. Dr. Luke's team is attempting to manipulate the truth and draw press attention to their case by exaggerating Lady Gaga's role and falsely accusing her of dodging reasonable requests. So I don't know if she'll wind up having to sit for a deposition or not, but they're certainly trying to make that happen. Kesha has music out, right? We heard one song, and then there's an album on the way, so she's...
I think so.
So
is the song called Pray?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I think so.
Yeah. I remember hearing
Praying.
Some.
Here, let's see if this is...
Interesting. It's a very un-Kesha sounding song.
I like it.
Sounds like a Gaga song.
Yeah.
The Kesha album's called Rainbow. It comes out, they say, here on iTunes August 11th. There's currently three songs available. Learn to Let Go, Praying, and Woman featuring the Dap King's Horns. The rest of the album will come out when...
We've heard at least one of those. I'm not sure which one. I definitely have not heard Praying before. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
So, a couple weeks.
MTV is looking to do a revamp. They are bringing back TRL, Total Request Live. And in a new interview, the president of MTV, Chris McCarthy, says that They're going to relaunch TRL in October, and a new TRL studio facing Times Square is already under construction. TRL ran 98 to 2008, and that was Carson Daly. Was it Carson the whole time? Maybe not. Maybe it ended after he left. He says, if we're going to come back and reinvent MTV, then this studio is a given. It's the centerpiece. The new TRL will run an hour a day at first, potentially building to 2 or 3 hours a day as the show develops. Five co-hosts, including rapper and comedian DC Young Fly and Chicago radio host Eric Zachary, will be taking over for Carson Daly. They're also developing a reality show about gender nonconforming teens called We Are They. He's going, it looks like he's, in fact, we just got the MTV VMA awards, right?
We did.
And they
but...
did, they were gender neutral. It was
right.
Best artist.
Yeah.
They're going to do that same thing with the movie and TV awards. They'll be gender neutral. And the Moon Man trophy for the VMAs is going to be called the Moon Person.
Mm. Oh, my God.
No.
He says, why should it be a man? It could be a man. It could be a woman. It could
be
transgender.
Changing with the times.
Could be
fine.
Nonconformist. And so they're just trying to reinvent MTV.
It looks like Carson was a host until 2003, and then kind of a rotation of VJs came on. The only name I really recognize is Vanessa Minnillo.
Oh. Who's now married to...
Nick Lachey?
Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
Jessica Simpson's ex-husband.
Yeah.
Phelps versus Shark, everybody hated it, and everybody watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It is the highest-rated Shark Week show ever.
Yeah.
I'd say about 5 million people.
He doesn't do
it.
Well with the press.
It's called a publicity stunt, people, and
right.
It worked.
Yep. It was big. Johnny Versace...
I can't wait to watch this. Are you talking about the show?
I'm talking about the... is it a movie? Is it like a series?
I don't know how they're doing that, but I remember
it's
the
American
story,
Crime story so I
was
guess it's...
so gripping.
Yep.
It's Andrew Cunanan. Is that the guy's name?
Yes.
Who killed him.
Right. But he was on the run. He mm-hmm. actually committed murder, I think, in... Was it Denver? He was on a spree.
Yes, a couple of them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All I know about is his... this one murder. He says, so this is Gianni Versace's longtime lover. He's broken his silence because he doesn't like the way he's being portrayed in the
series. Oh, come on. It's not about you.
Apparently it is. This is 1997, this murder went down, and Ricky Martin is portraying this dude. And it is an American Crime Story thing, which I think is what the OJ thing was,
Ricky
right?
Martin, the singer?
Ricky yeah. Martin, the singer, yeah.
Well, he's handsome enough.
Sure, he just doesn't like the way he's playing him.
Does Ricky Martin act?
He's in this movie. Look at him. There he is, covered in blood.
I feel like he's had a couple small roles doing some stuff.
Like in his music videos?
Yeah.
No.
This guy's name is Antonio D'Amico, Versace's boyfriend for 15 years. The picture of Ricky Martin holding the body in his arms is ridiculous. Maybe it's the director's poetic license, but that is not how I reacted. D'Amico is now 58, and he reveals how the moment really played out. He says he was drinking coffee on the porch of their Miami Beach mansion,
mm-hmm.
while Versace went out to buy the paper from a local cafe when he heard the shots. I felt as if my blood had turned to ice. He said that the butler went outside to find the Italian fashion icon lying on the steps in a pool of blood. He was pulled away from the scene and was never able to cradle his lover's head the way a blood-spattered Martin was shown doing in stills that were released a few weeks back. At that point, everything went dark. I was pulled away and I didn't see anymore, said D'Amico. The shooter was 27-year-old Andrew Cunanan. They're saying here, shortly after, offed himself with the same gun right after that, and his motive remains a mystery. Is he the one that they found in a boat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We lived like a... Let's see. He said he was open about his sexuality even before he came out in the 80s. This is the boyfriend. We lived like a natural couple. There was never a problem. In his will, he got a stipend of $30,000 a month for life.
That is really good money.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really good money.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything, right?
No.
He doesn't have to.
I don't know what he bitches about this
come
movie.
Come into the office.
That's his job. $30,000 a month.
We had talked about this movie because.
Have you seen Versace, by the way? It's unwearable. Sorry.
What? Versace's amazing. You don't like that clothes?
Find me something that I could wear from Versace.
Yeah. Oh, well, for girls, maybe. I mean, the guy stuff is just, it's so gaudy. It's so Florida. And as a matter of fact, of course it is. But it's just over the...
What were you going to say, Yves?
Penelope Cruz is playing Donatella Versace.
Right.
Oh.
Would you wear that?
No.
That's
would you?
Yeah, that's so cool.
No, it's
you
not.
Would wear that?
What about that? That?
It's like a. Is that like a bodysuit for a dude?
It's just a printed
shirt. No, it's like a shirt. Yeah. How
but
about
it goes
this?
Down onto his pants.
How about that? That's
it's like
cool.
a man's tunic.
You're
it's all
you are
gold leaf.
Confirming everything I like, just said.
That's so Hooman, you gotta get those shirts.
I have one.
Bring it. Where
I've worn it before.
Wear it to school.
Pull up a selfie of you in your Versace shirt, please.
Please.
This is the time
I don't
to repost.
Have that. I don't.
You've gotta repost right now.
I gotta get
now.
John some of those shirts. Those
oh
are,
really?
Those are cool.
They are. Puff Daddy wears them.
Oh,
was I right
case.
Or was I right? Yeah. I was right, right?
Those are a little yikes.
Unwearable.
So Ricky Martin, back to him. He was in an episode of American Crime Story.
Oh.
And I cannot find the audio of it because I want to play it on the air
in
so
the,
bad.
In the OJ series? Ricky Martin.
Oh, Ricky. You know, people are texting in. He's been in a lot of Spanish soap.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was
okay.
in General Hospital. He's done some voices for some animation movies. He's done some stuff.
Sure. Okay. I'm sure he's great.
And
this.
He studied acting, I think, before he made it big.
Then he hears a still of him covered in blood and lamenting his lover's passing as an actor.
What? So are they going to green screen in the guy's body? Or
I don't know, because it doesn't look like he's holding like a
nothing.
Non-existent
yeah.
body.
What's going on here?
It's just a still. Maybe he's just upset because the blood's on his hands. The Emoji Movie.
Oh, the camera's behind him, so they're just doing a pickup shot, it looks like.
The Emoji Movie got dismal reviews, which is probably at least part of the reason why Dunkirk held on to the top spot at the box office for the second straight week, $28 million. Is this a flop for Atomic Blonde? It finished in fourth place with $18 million.
That is a flop.
I don't know.
Sure.
$18 million is not bad.
What?
That's
when do you say
names?
Something like that?
It's in a lot of theaters. That's the thing. It's in over 3,000 theaters, so it should have made more.
Yeah,
but...
it should have. I mean, Girls Trip was number three.
Yeah, I know.
Which they do say is very funny. I really want to see Atomic Blonde. I was surprised to see that Dunkirk was number one again.
When are you going to see it?
I don't know. If my nieces want to. They're only here for a week. So Dunkirk made $28 million. The Emoji Movie debuted in second place with $25 million. More people went to see the Emoji Movie than went to see Atomic Blonde.
Wow.
I know. Well, don't. It's not great. I mean, it cost them $50 million to make. And they're saying that it, right now, its rating on Rotten Tomatoes is at 8%, which is higher than it was. I mean, it was zero, I think, on Thursday when you reviewed it.
Yeah, there were two or three critics that gave it a thumbs up out of 40.
They're calling it the worst reviewed movie of the summer. It's followed by Transformers The Last Night with 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. Some of the other terrible movies that landed in theaters this summer include The Mummy and All Eyes on Me, which are at 16%, The House, which is at 18%, and Baywatch, which is at 19%. The highest rated movie so far this summer has been The Big Sick. That's one with Dinesh.
Oh.
How interesting.
98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it's such a cute movie.
Baby Driver, 94% on
Yeah,
movie.
I love
Baby?
That film.
What movie
it's
is it?
Kevin Spacey and John Hamm, Jamie Foxx. And it stars that. Did you see The Fault in the Stars or The Fault in Our Stars?
No.
The teenage movie about
I read
teenagers.
The book. Right.
Anyway, the kid who stars in it, his name is Ansel Elgort, and he plays a getaway driver. It's really really stylistically well done. It
Baby
was
Driver.
Yeah, it was. It premiered when we were on vacation.
War for the Planet of the Apes is at 93%. Wonder Woman and Spider-Man Homecoming are both at 92%. You said you went and saw this. So this is a brand new Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's good.
Is it an origin story again? Are we going through that again?
No. So
he doesn't get bit by the radioactive.
Do you remember in the
spider?
the last Captain America Avengers where you had Captain America and his team versus Iron Man and his team on the airport?
That.
They were fighting. Anyway, this Spider-Man takes place right after that, and Tony Stark drops off Spider-Man at home and says, "Here's your suit. Just, you know, be a small-time superhero. Don't try to take on anything big. We're keeping an eye on you." He's 14. You know, there's a lot of parental supervision, and he really wants to be an Avenger, and he wants to take on the bad guys.
I see.
Yeah, and the bad guy is the dude who played Batman, Michael something. What's
Michael
his
Keaton.
Name? Michael Keaton, yeah.
What's his name?
Beetlejuice. Yeah. His name's Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Spider-Man Homecoming is number 5 this week. War for the Planet of the Apes, number 6. Despicable Me 3 is number 7. Valerian, Baby Driver, and Wonder Woman round out your top 10. Wonder Woman's made, just looks like about $400 million domestically in 9 weeks.
Oh, it's pretty good.
So, Emoji Movie, worst reviewed. There was one person who said some kind of warm things about it, and that's why it actually
there's
isn't
actually
at
two,
zero
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah.
So, R. Kelly.
All right.
Luring and trapping women into some sort of sex cult. He's not ready to admit that. He released a video over the weekend where he was saying, "No, I'm not doing that. Not having a sex cult." Yes, Vincent.
What does the R stand for?
Robert.
Is it?
I have no idea.
I was Richard. Like Rudolph, Richard. Yeah, I don't know. What
rambunctious.
Is it?
Ridiculous.
R. Kelly. His first name,
Rascal.
Robert.
Oh, Robert.
It is Robert.
Okay.
Sylvester Kelly.
Got it. Sylvester.
Slash.
I got a little bit of audio of him during one of his concerts as well. I don't know if you want to hear that.
Well, did you hear that? You know, he did not tone down the, I guess he takes fans, like his move is he takes fans' phones and he rubs them on his crotch and then hands them back to the fan. Like, yay, you've
like
got my...
Like, you want that.
Well...
His sweaty crotch on your phone.
Are you sure he's not taking a picture down there for them?
Yeah.
They say he's rubbing.
He's very bold at his concerts. I mean, the things he says... Here's just a little bit.
All right.
Could you imagine you guys going to an event and going, "Where are the real Sarah and Vinny fans?"
They'd all be like, "Listen, we're here. Is this not enough for you?"
Yeah.
Like, we're
it's
not going
to... 6 in the morning, people.
Right. You had free breakfast. I mean... We're here. We like you fine. Anyway, Jaden Smith.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
He's put out a video for a song called "Watch Me." It's going to be on his debut album called Sire, spelled with a Y. I don't have a release date on that yet, but I can't wait. It should be out sometime later this year. And he's going to tour this fall.
He should not be touring.
He's touring with Fall Out Boy. He's doing a month of shows with them in October.
Is that right?
He's the opening act, obviously. And so this is his song called "Watch Me."
All right, so just take in as much as you can. We've got a minute 20 if you can go that far.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm good.
No, hold on.
Yeah. Pop it forward. Let's hear if it changes at all.
It does.
Because he's yelling a little bit more now. We've heard worse songs.
That's
well,
it?
There you go. Jaden Smith.
No, thanks.
Well, look, you know, who knows what'll happen with this kid. Oh, yay. All right, we get the anthemic chanting. That's nice.
I didn't hear any passion in his voice. Like, he wasn't really selling the words. It seemed like he just didn't care.
He's just cool, man.
He's 19.
He's cool.
He doesn't care.
He's in the basement of his house in their world-class studio.
Boom.
Yeah.
If you thought the song was bad, the video is an F-. The video is terrible.
Are there any hot chicks in it?
No.
Oh, well, that's why.
It's him dancing in the middle of a desert.
Watch him. Watch him. Watch him do this.
In a leather jacket.
Yuck.
Well, it gets chilly in the desert.
Right.
There is a male Golden Girls style show in the works.
Get out of here.
And it might star George Takei. Oh. They're going to call it Silver Foxes. And two former Golden Girls writers are developing this thing.
All right.
About four old gay dudes who live together in Palm Springs, California.
That could be so funny.
Anybody else they're saying could be starring in it?
They are, let's see. They did a read through last year where the four men were played by George Takei, Bruce Valanche, Leslie Jordan, and Todd Sherry. And I guess that Danielle Gaither from Mad TV and Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live played a power lesbian couple who lived next door. There's no word on if anybody's picked them up or if they're, you know, if the things, but it's in development and they're shopping it around. And obviously, it sounds like a reboot of the Golden Girls, you know, slightly different.
The big hit.
Right. But they're saying.
But I watched this weekend, Vinny, at least four episodes.
Oh,
she did not.
Sure did.
Did you go party on Friday with Kate?
I did go see Kate for lunch.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Right.
She's great. I love her.
And then you went home and stayed in the rest of the weekend?
And yeah, then Don and I went out and did something on Friday, talked to some nonprofit place. And then Saturday.
Oh, what's the matter with that?
Because I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Is there any
Saturday
kind of announcement?
We went to the Bay Club.
Yeah.
Just me and my girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah, and
nice.
We hung out there and just laid in the sun, man.
Oh,
good for you.
That feels good.
And then just did housework on
Is
Sunday.
There any kind of update we're going to get here soon?
Or? No.
All right. Just wondering, you know. And just really quickly, Roseanne, you've heard that that's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting most of the cast together. And it looks like the revival is going to feature a, quote, gender creative 9-year-old son of Darlene and David.
Oh.
So they've, you know, obviously there's a new generation.
Well, so David's coming back too?
Looks like it.
Hmm?
What does gender creative mean?
I am going to guess that that means the kid doesn't necessarily identify as a boy or a girl, and they're going to sort of address the whole trans thing. So.
All right.
I think it's kind of cool.
Well, Roseanne was always on the cutting edge of that.
Yeah.
Whether it was political or just.
Wasn't the first lesbian kiss that ever happened on TV on Roseanne or some crazy thing like
her
that?
Her and...
Margot Hemingway?
Yes.
Yeah. They're all coming back. I see Jackie. I see... well, is it Sarah Chalk who's going to come back?
I like
as
her.
As Becky or the first Becky?
I like the second Becky.
I like them both. They're fun. Anyway, that's in the works and that's what's happening with that. What's going on with the news, Vin?
Somebody figured out how to make a brownie I won't eat.
Oh.
Also, Tesla's Model 3 and more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a happy Monday when someone brings you cake.
Right. Did you guys post that thing yet?
It's part of the show. Is brought to you by Amazon. I actually put it on my Clarky Clark account. I can send it to Hooman if he wants
Do
to
that.
Put it on the Alice 973 thing. Clarky Clark, it's with an IE. It's a cake made by Lindsay, who works here, and she apparently makes cakes on the side. Like, this is her.
She said it relaxes her.
She loves doing it. So she made like a Game of Thrones cake. It says House Alice. Like, the bottom of it looks kind of like a stone wall, and the top has blood running off of it.
Well, it's supposed to be dragon scale.
It's great.
You didn't hear her say that?
I didn't hear her say it. It looks like stone. It's amazing. And so immediately I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. If we start hacking at it. That's gorgeous. Let's take a picture and eat that thing. The first comment somebody wrote on here is, from Gary Dolan, it says, put it in my mouth.
Yeah. Well, it's one of your best quotes.
Well, it is what I want. So, and she even put it on a piece of, like a round piece of, like a tree.
Yeah.
Like with the bark and everything. Great job. It's really neat.
I know. I love it.
Anyway, that's up at Clarky Clark, and I'll send it to Hooman. I'll put it up.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. Please click on that 15 times today.
That would be so helpful to us. You don't even know.
Right. RadioAlice.com. It's really not that asking that much of you, honestly.
Please, like 10 clicks a day. What's a big deal?
So I want to start with something someone texted us because... it's important to me.
Okay.
I have locked onto this Big Brother show because you watch it, and I watch it. Yeah. I'm totally in.
Because it's great.
So I want to hand you this picture that was texted to us and ask you if you know who that is.
I don't know her.
Okay, it says there her name.
Oh, this is the girl who's currently on there, and this is back before she got her lips done?
and her boobs.
Yeah, she.
This
oh
is the so-called DJ Elena that's on this season. Here is a picture of her with the boobs.
Yeah, she has some pretty sizable chestoids.
So those are giant implants, not.
Au naturel.
Right, and here is a picture of her before the lips.
Oh, let's
this was
that.
Sent by someone who listens to the show. Thank you so much. They clearly did their research and found some pictures.
She's so much cute. Like she also looks like maybe she Botoxes and changed the shape of her eyebrows. Like she's such a little donut in these other pictures.
Right.
And she's just looks like someone smacked her in the mouth.
Well, she just looks hardened and
yeah.
Anyway.
That's
so for those of you who watch the
crazy.
Show, there are pictures out there that where you'll see the transformation from this. It's almost Kylie Kardashian.
Except Kylie worthy. Looks way cuter.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Well, Kylie wasn't that cute to begin with, and then she got all that stuff done. And now it's like, oh, now she's hot.
Okay.
She was the unfortunate Kardashian.
Right. Everyone always called her the ugly one.
Well, you know.
She's doing okay now.
She's doing great now. She's the hottest one. She's the only one I'm vaguely interested in. Well, her and Chloe.
I like Kendall. I think she's the most beautiful.
Well, Kendall's the only natural one.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's the only one that didn't put boob implants in or hasn't had the butt stuff done.
Because she needs to be a sylph. For the model. To be a model. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, Tesla Model 3.
Yes. Tell me everything.
Well, I don't have everything to tell you.
I totally forgot. Scott Budman texted me yesterday saying that I believe he drove one.
Oh, how exciting.
Wasn't it Scott that brought us the little, we were doing a live show at, I want to say it was for Valentine's?
No, it was for National Lazy Day.
Oh, right.
At the Fairmont in San Jose.
A couple of those cars. What were they, like Ferraris?
No, he brought the Tesla convertible. And I got to drive it. And he drove it, and I drove it, and that is a fast car.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have in the article I'm looking at off Bloomberg, Tesla's flagship vehicle is $140,000. It's their Model S. It goes from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds, which
Incredible.
Is really fast.
Well, didn't you just say that Ferrari goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds?
3.6 is exactly how fast it went. Anyway,
faster than a Ferrari.
Now the Model 3 is available, and it's not nearly as fast. In fact, it takes 5 seconds to get
from
0 to 60.
Oh, 5 whole seconds? Oh, my God.
It's forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is the car that starts at $35,000. It's all electric, and it's going to be interesting to see if it becomes, they're calling it possibly the Model T or insert the failed car that is now, you know, a joke. Whether it's the Edsel or the Pinto.
Isn't this the one that thousands and thousands of people have already paid a deposit on?
Mm-hmm.
It was their, it's their reasonably priced same deal. But, I mean, you can pay more for it. I think you can get a bigger battery and you can get all kinds of upgrades.
I'm
right.
sure
Scott's
as you
Scott's on
sit
the line
there.
If you want to talk to him.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys.
Scott
how are you?
Scott Budman, everybody. NBC Bay Area. Welcome to the program.
And
welcome back.
Incredible movie critic as well.
Incredible.
Incredible.
All right. Tell us everything you know about the Model 3 or whatever it's called.
Well, it's right. It's just like you were saying. The big, big risk is can they sell enough of these cars to actually make a profit, even though instead of like 90 to 110,000, this one starts at about 35,000. But right, it's smaller, but it's still cool. It still has a good range. And there are a couple really interesting things when you get in the car. I've never seen anything like this. There's no dashboard whatsoever. Nothing is there except one screen. And you might have seen, you know, Teslas usually have kind of a big screen that looks like kind of like a tablet. Yeah.
In
so
between.
It has that.
Okay.
It has that, but nothing else. It's just all nothing. There's some air vents. That's about it.
What do you mean nothing else? As in there's no speedometer and there's
right.
no...
Right. You see where, you know, how fast you're going and how many, you know, miles you can go until you need to charge up. On the screen, but it is literally left to right. You know, it's a full-size car. It can hold 5 people. It's, you know, smaller than the other ones, but not that much. I was impressed that, you know, a 6-foot guy can get in there. But it's the idea, and even Elon Musk says this, is that eventually these are going to be autonomous, right? They'll be self-driving.
Right.
So we'll be able to have a little more room.
Alice
to
at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's a happy Monday when someone brings
the goal,
you cake.
And it's interesting to see a car.
Did you just post that thing yet?
Part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. I actually put it on my Clarky Clark. I can send it to Huma if you want to
do that.
Alice 97.3 thing.
They're coming to Denver.
Clarky Close.
And actually, I know that Tesla already has some of that.
By
if you're on the highway, you can put it in this autopilot,
and she apparently makes cakes on the side.
Right. Off the wheel, and you can be reading
like, this
the book
is her.
Or
she said it relaxes.
She loves
so,
doing,
and I heard
so
that that made, like, is a feature in this new one as they're rolling it out. It's going to have sort of that same thing. So, is this just we're talking about a software update that makes it
it's great
self driving in the future?
I didn't hear her say
it's software, but it's also hardware because you're going to need more sensors that can, you know, sort of see other cars.
I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. If we start hacking at it, that's gorgeous. Let's take a picture and eat that thing. The first comment somebody wrote on here is.
And what Tesla
From
has now
Gary
and a couple
Dolan
of other cars.
Put it in my mouth.
The ability to do some of that.
Well,
so,
that's one of your best
you
quotes.
You can sense how you are on the road. You can
it
sense
is
if there's
want.
Anything in the way.
So,
but right.
I, she even put it
I
on
just think
of,
it's a little
like,
too early to say,
of,
hey, we're just going to get in there and read a book. But some of what you can do, some of what you will be able to do, you can already do now. And it's kind of cool.
So you've driven it.
We got a very, very short chance to drive it. I had to turn around faster than anyone else.
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. Please click on that 15 times.
You
liked it, though? Do you think that, like, you know, your review is?
Right, RadioAlice.com.
My review is good.
It's really not that.
Two surprises. One.
Honestly.
It does
like
well,
a day. What's
and it's
going to
make a lot of people happy.
So I want to start
like
with
to
some
fast,
something
like
someone texted us because
inside and out.
It's
again,
important
very minimalist
to me.
Inside,
I,
st- and so
I have
there isn't much
locked
to
onto this Big Brother
screen,
show because you watch
it, like that, kind of
and
I'm
now
to it.
I watch
the other thing, though,
I'm totally in.
It's great.
The price is higher than
so I want to hand you this picture that was texted to us and ask you if you know who that is.
And then it goes up from there. There are
that's still three times what I'm getting with
okay,
my electric
it says
BMW.
There her name.
Right.
Oh, $35,000.
The girl who's
right.
going there and this is back.
If you right. sit down.
It's done.
And go ahead, I'm sorry. This is the so-called DJ, Elena. I was
going
to say, I imagine when you sit down and they start saying, yeah, but you could add, you find yourself in a $50,000 car, right? So
very easily, yeah. We saw models that were
not
about 50 to 55. Now that has a 310 mile battery,
right.
So that's even.
And here is a picture
that's
of her
killer.
For the lips.
But yeah,
this was sent by
it's
someone who listens
cheap,
to the show. Thank you so much.
Got,
they clearly did their research.
Model
and
X
found some
and
she's
S
so much
been.
Cute. Like I she also looks
really
like maybe she Botoxes and changed the shape of her eyebrows. Like she's such a little donut.
Still not a car
in these other pictures.
Right.
And she's just
a whole lot more
looks like someone smacked
it.
Her
well,
mouth.
And the range anxiety thing is that is real. And the thing with Tesla is I think if you don't buy the base model, you act.
So for those of you who watch the show, there are pictures out there that where you'll see the transformation from this. It's all it's almost Kylie.
All the chargers were free. Cost money and
right.
chargers are going to do that.
Cuter.
But I mean,
oh, you think
you can
so?
Yeah. Well, Kylie wasn't that cute to begin with.
You know,
she got all that stuff done. Now it's $1.50 to charge a thing up.
Sure.
But
yeah,
that's the unfortunate
really
Kardashian.
Right,
and if you're talking about a 300 mile range, that's a tank of gas for,
she's
you know,
doing
that's
okay
a
now.
Lot of charge. On there, you
she's
can,
doing great now. She's the hottest
able
one.
To take full on trips and just charge
she's
it at home
one
without even having to worry
in.
About stopping
her
at the supercharger
like
for 20 minute charge.
She's the most beautiful.
Yeah, and I think that's the real revolution. I mean,
well,
you know,
Kendall's
we've seen
the natural
Nissan Leaf and
right?
things like that.
She's
yet,
the only one
like
that doesn't didn't put boob implants in or hasn't had the butt stuff done.
The real revolution will be we don't have to worry about. You know, stopping
a model,
going and charging
right.
and all that stuff any more than we did.
Anyway,
with gas. And I think we're
Tesla
getting
Model
close,
3.
But
yes.
still at a pretty
tell
high.
Tell me everything.
Well, there's not. I'm not.
But,
I don't
again,
have everything to tell you.
I totally forgot.
By
Scott
Budman
texted me yesterday,
and we know
that
Honda
he,
and
I
Volvo,
he drove one.
And again,
oh,
Nissan and all these
companies
are coming
exciting.
In with electric cars.
Wasn't it Scott
so, yeah,
that brought us a little? We were doing a live show,
and you know, hopefully,
I want to say it was for
like the Tesla. People love that car.
No, it was for
as we were sort of driving around the
Lazy Day.
They turned
at Fairmont in San Jose.
They just don't get another car.
Right? No, he brought the Tesla. Thank you, Scott.
And I got
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, everyone.
And it was,
checking
and
in,
that's a,
giving
that
us the latest on the
car.
Tesla Model 3.
Actually,
I can
I have
use that.
In the article.
I go
165
miles round trip.
Tesla's flagship vehicle is $140,000. It's their
ever
Model
to stop
S.
For gas again.
Yeah, I can
you must
use
stop
it. It goes
three
from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds.
Because that's just
That's just really fast.
Well, didn't you just say that Ferrari goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds?
3.6 is exactly
how fast. Well, you won't be needing because it'll be moving real soon.
Faster than a Ferrari.
I don't know. What's now the Model 3 is available.
All right, so
and
I
it's not nearly as fast.
Brownies
in fact,
delicious.
It takes five seconds. Oh, my God.
But this is the car that starts at $35,000. It's all electric.
One of my
and
favorite
it's going to be interesting
here,
to see if it becomes. They're calling it possibly
after
the Model 3 or insert the failed car that is now, you know, a joke. Whether it's the Edsel or the Pinto.
The one that thousands and thousands of people have already paid a deposit on. It was their.
Did you eat the red velvet?
It's their reasonably priced
for the buttercream with the strawberry filling.
I mean, you can pay more for it. I think you can get a bigger battery.
I'll have to go back in for another slice.
I'm sure as you sit there. Anyway, I like all the brownies. I'll take them with nuts.
Hey guys, how are you?
Put a little frosting top on.
That's fine.
Sure, you're down. Welcome back.
An incredible movie critic was brownie.
Incredible.
I don't know why either, because it makes no sense.
Well, it's right. It's like you were saying, the big risk is can they sell enough of these cars to actually make a profit, even though
it's
instead of like 90
like,
to 110,000,
that's not
this
for
one
people. That's
at
for
35,000.
That's for cow babies.
But, right, it's smaller.
That's, why would we be
cool.
drinking that?
Whoever
thought
so
to drink
delicious.
That? And his whole rap on it actually made kind of sense. You know, he was.
I've never.
If you're gonna drink any milk, drink a person's milk. That's
nothing is there except one screen.
You dingbats, and I was like,
you know, Teslas usually have kind of a big screen.
Meanwhile, I still put cow milk in my cereal.
In between,
still drink cow milk.
It has that. But nothing else.
A
woman
in it.
Recently shared a story about when
about
she was
made.
Yes,
I'm
nothing
a dunker.
Else. As in, there's
you,
no
well,
speedometer and there's
right.
no.
How she was making brownies
right.
for the school bake
you know,
sale and realized she didn't
many,
have any
you know,
cow milk.
You can go until you need to charge up.
But she was.
Oh,
but full of breast.
Right. You know, it's a full size
milk,
car. It's
and use that
people.
Instead.
It's, you know, smaller than the other
and
ones, but not that much.
And
I was
everyone
that, you know, 6 foot guy can get in there, but it's.
She says she didn't think it was a big deal.
Says this, is that
it's human milk. It's
these are
going to
be autonomous, right? They'll be self-driving.
Right.
So we'll
what
be
the
able
problem
to have
is.
A little more room
to
stretch out and do our things. And, you know,
parents
we do,
are
being driven around.
Furious.
And that's the goal, and it's interesting.
It's
to
you know, they shouldn't be. I'm sure
though,
everyone's
going to
be fine, but it,
that is
but it is
that far
into
the future because self-driving cars are not
the cow's milk.
Right around the corner. But
a lady's
lady, you're grossing me out.
And actually, I know that Tesla already has some of that. Because if you're on the
real.
Highway, you can put it
I
in this autopilot.
That have your milk
take your,
in
you're not supposed
the FDA
to.
FDA says that
the milk in your parent book or whatever.
I want the regular milk.
So, and I
they
heard that that is a feature in this new one as they're rolling it out. It's going to have sort of that same thing. So, is this just we're talking about
again, like
a software
said,
update that makes it self-driving in the future?
But yeah, I mean,
it's software, but it's also hardware. Because
so you wouldn't eat it.
I wouldn't want to eat that.
You know,
if you told me that,
then,
you know, maybe if
software to talk to
who
the
knows,
other cars,
is Christy Brinkley standing there going, "I made these with my"?
So much that goes into
she's 60 something. She's not lactating.
You know the one I'm thinking of, the one from
circa 1970. Yeah,
from vacation.
How you are on the road.
Right. I don't know. Does that change your opinion?
Right,
it shouldn't.
I just think it's a little too early.
If she's a hot chick, you'll drink her breast milk.
I don't know.
But just an ugly, you know, regular run of the mill chick, forget it.
How about your chick?
So you've driven it.
What if your chick said, I had to replace the
milk?
So here's the thing. There it was. I
had to turn around faster than anyone else. I had to turn around for the 11 o'clock news. But we did get in there briefly. And,
tried it,
thinking,
but
hey,
was
yeah.
he like?
No, he wasn't like, "Oh, that's amazing."
Hit right. my cereal.
Yeah.
You liked
did
it though.
You,
do you think that, like, you know, your review
I
is
think we
no?
Did.
My review
there's no
is
way you
would have
tried
and
mine.
I don't think I tried
surprises.
It.
Because,
one,
because you were pumping
well,
at the station.
She was pumping all the time, but I don't think
I
tried it.
Did you ever sip?
I think I did.
Oh,
yeah.
How did
you think?
Again, very minimal.
Thank you. I did make good milk.
You did
in my milk making day.
Did you have some?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, occasionally
people are going to like that kind of
look at your hand.
I do remember referring back to
your leg or something.
Your milk making days when we were struggling to make milk, and I was like, Sarah was a milker. I mean, man, did she was full of milk.
Still three times. I had to sleep with a towel wrapped around my boobs at
$35,000.
Right, but if you sit down,
it'd be like in pain, and you'd have to go in the other room to breast pump.
Sorry, what'd you say?
And then I'd have to run home.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. I was going to say, I imagine when you sit down and they start saying, yeah, but you could add, you could add
relief.
And you
nothing
find yourself
gave me
in a $50,000 car, right?
Pumping would just take
very
the edge
easily,
off.
Yeah,
the
we
baby,
saw models
everything
that
would
were
let down.
About 50 to 55.
Well, I remember being in the basement battery, of the hospital
that's
in a lactation meeting
yeah,
group.
It's
in a big circle,
given what you've
realizing
gotten, given
that not everyone gets the free
X
flow like you did.
The struggle
I think
can
this
be
is
going to
be really popular because
like,
it brings a
Sam's
whole bunch more people in that can actually afford this.
Definitely.
Still not a car for the everybody masses, but a whole lot more people can afford this.
And the range anxiety thing is that is real. And the thing with Tesla is I think if you don't buy the base model, don't you get to stop at all those supercharger places?
Oh, yeah, so you tricked it out. You made it worth looking at.
For now,
far than Sarah's post.
My
charging evolution has been all the
cars. Thanks to Lindsay. I guess she doesn't have an Instagram.
Right. She does. I put her in there. It's I put her on mine.
Tesla,
I don't know how public she
a little bit. And
she brought it into the radio show.
Yeah, it's really not much.
And if you're talking about 300 mile range, that's a tank of gas. That's a lot of charge.
I was like, oh,
on there.
Get that thing out of here. Let me
wind up just being able to take full on trips and just charge it at home without even having to worry about stopping at the supercharger for a 20-minute charge.
Yeah, and I think that's the real revolution. I mean, we've seen the Nissan Leafs and things like that that get, like yours, the BMW, they're commuter cars, but they're only good up to a point.
Yeah.
The real revolution will be when we don't have to worry about, stopping and going and charging and all that stuff any more than we did with gas. And I think we're getting close, but still at a pretty high price point.
Right.
But again, even within a few years, we've seen that come down by about half on the Teslas. And we know that Honda and Volvo and, again, Nissan and all these
they're
companies are coming in with electric cars. So, yeah, there's going to be a chance for more of us to drive them. And, hopefully they'll get kind of sexy like the Tesla. People love that car.
They, yeah.
As we were sort of driving around the headquarters, people they turn heads constantly.
What
and things
that?
Just don't get in other cars.
Right.
All right, Scott, thanks for checking in. It's nice to know you're out there listening.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Budman from
Scott
NBC
Budman.
Bay Area, everyone.
All right.
Checking in, giving us the latest on the Tesla Model 3. Mm. I could use that. I go 165 miles round trip.
Can you imagine not ever having to stop for gas again?
Yeah, I could use that.
You must stop 3 times a week for gas.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Easy, because that's just my drive to and from work.
That'd be huge, Vinny.
Be pretty good.
Well, you won't be needing because you'll be moving real soon.
Well,
why would he? He loves his neighborhood.
I don't know what's going to happen with that. All right, so I love brownies. Brownies are delicious.
Right. That's one of the few things that I'm pretty sure you'll eat if it comes in here. A lot of times you reject some of the delicious things that come through.
Well, I did try the cake because Lindsay's one of my favorite people here, and I thought it was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 bites, though, I did put it away because I can't afford the calories.
Sure you can.
I just can't.
You're a hard worker.
Did you finish the whole cake?
No, I left the frosting, but I ate the cake.
Oh, you really did, didn't you?
Good.
Did you eat the red velvet?
I didn't. I went for the buttercream with the strawberry filling.
Red velvet's amazing.
Oh, I guess maybe I'll have to go back in for another slice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Anyway, I like all the brownies. I'll take them with nuts, without. I've put a little frosting top on it. That's fine.
Sure, you're down.
Thin, thick. But this is one brownie I think I'd have to pass on.
Uh-oh,
and
why?
I don't know why. I don't know why either, because it makes no sense. I have a friend many years ago who said to me, I can't believe people drink milk. It's cow milk. Like, that's not for people. That's for cow babies. Why would we be drinking that? Whoever thought
so
to drink
delicious.
That? And his whole rap on it actually made kind of sense. If you're going to drink any milk, drink a person's milk. That's for persons, you dingbats. And I was like, Jesus, all right, take it easy. Meanwhile, I still put cow milk in my cereal and I still drink cow milk.
Yep. Dip your brownies in it.
A woman recently shared a story about when she was made. Yes, I'm a dunker. Thank you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
About how she was making brownies for the school bake sale and realized she didn't have any cow milk, but she was full of breast milk and used that instead.
And everybody freaked out.
And everyone flipped. She says she didn't think it was a big deal. It's human milk. It's for humans. What the problem is.
Well, it's not pasteurized or homogenized.
Parents are furious.
Well, it's weird. They shouldn't be. I'm sure everyone's going to be fine, but it's such a strange thing that we will drink the cow's milk. But a lady's milk is, ew.
You're grossing me out.
Mm, what is that? Because that is real. I don't want the brownies that have your milk in them.
The FDA says that they, for their part,
the option.
I want the regular milk.
They say breast milk shouldn't be shared if the donor has not been adequately screened because it could spread diseases. And again, like you said, it's not pasteurized or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's...
So you wouldn't eat it?
I wouldn't want to eat that. If you told me that, you know, maybe if... Who knows? Is Christie Brinkley standing there going, I made these with my...
She's 60-something. She is not lactating anymore.
You know the one I'm thinking of. The one from...
Circa 1975.
From Sports, Vacation.
Oh, yeah. Sports Illustrated. Christie right. Brinkley.
I don't know. Does that change your opinion? It shouldn't.
If the chick's... If she's a hot chick, you'll drink her breast
milk. I don't know.
Just an ugly, you know, regular run-of-the-mill chick, forget it.
I don't know.
How about your chick?
Yeah. What if your chick said, I had to replace the milk in
So her. Here's the thing. There it was. I didn't have any.
Oh.
Oh.
You didn't try it.
John tried it.
Tried it, but was he like...
No, he wasn't like, oh, that's amazing.
Hit my cereal.
Didn't we try yours?
No.
I think we did.
No. There's no way you would have tried mine.
Yeah. I don't think I tried it.
Because you were pumping at the station.
She was pumping all the time, but I don't think I tried it.
But I felt like we had something.
Did you have a sip?
I think I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was delicious, Sarah.
Thank you. I did make good milk.
Yeah.
You did?
In my milk making days.
Did you have some?
I don't. I mean, occasionally you'd have to, like, you know, lick it off your hand.
Yeah. I do remember referring back
wipe
to...
On your leg or something.
Your milk making days when we were struggling to make milk, and I was like, Sarah was a milker. I mean, man, did she was full of milk. Yeah. I remembered
I had to
one
sleep
time
with a towel wrapped around my boobs.
Touch me. It's hard as a rock because I'm so overflowing.
She'd be like in pain and had to go in the other room to breast pump.
And then I'd have to run home. I'd be telling John, that baby better be hungry when I get home because I need some.
Relief.
And nothing gave me relief like the actual baby. Like pumping would just take the edge off. The baby would, everything would let down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I remember being in the basement of the hospital in a lactation meeting group in a big circle, realizing that not everyone gets the free flow like you did.
The struggle can be real.
And I was like, oh, Sarah's a good milker.
Oh, John, she's full of milk. Good milk.
Oh, I am out of time. Jeez.
Hey,
well,
everyone,
but we
go
got
to
talk about the Tesla.
Yeah, we did.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Go to the All973 Instagram. I reposted the Game of Thrones cake. I put some new filters on it.
So you tricked it out. You made it worth looking at.
Better by far than Sarah's post.
My stupid
goodness.
Instagram.
Thanks to Lindsay. I guess she doesn't have an Instagram, but
she does. I put her in there. It's
did.
Yeah, I put her on mine. I don't know how public she wants it to be.
Right. Well, it's too late. She brought it into the radio show. What did she think was going to happen?
She goes, I'm such a huge Game of Thrones fan. I always live for when you guys are talking about it on Mondays and stuff. I was like, oh, that's great. I'll get that thing out of here and let me eat that cake.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.